Let's together go to Genesis chapter 16. I'm sure you realize I'm a teacher. I can be slow, but I need your attention. That once in a while God's prophetic unction comes on me, and with His permission we can switch. Tonight I want to teach you on a subject which is important, how you can use your position to change your condition. How to use your position to change your condition. There are things around you that are begging for a change. You've got to use your position and address the conditions in your life that need to be changed. Genesis chapter 16 from verse 3. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Verse 6. Let's together read that verse. 1, 2, let's go. And Abraham said unto Sarah, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Together, please, as loud as you can. Let's read verse 6 again. Make it loud now. Let's go. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Can I beseech you to lay your right hand on your chest, plead the blood of Jesus on your understanding? Lay your right hand on your chest and plead the blood of Jesus on your understanding. Lord, grant me insight, grant me illumination. Beyond the words of a preacher, let me hear the voice of God. Go ahead and pray. As I hear you tonight, you shed enough light on my path and I will not stumble anymore. Lord, speak to me the word that is for me, I receive tonight, and confirm it with signs following. Dear Heavenly Father, we appreciate you once more for this opportunity to share of the eternal truth with your people. Lord, I receive grace to minister as your oracle. Let your word go forth unhindered by any force of darkness, and let it find a place upon the fleshy tablets of our hearts. Tonight, as we magnify your word, confirm it in our midst with signs and wonders and diverse miracles, and let Jesus be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please give me an excited amen.
Amen.
You can use your position to change your condition. Everyone here tonight has something that he or she needs to change in his or her life. There are things that are happening that need to be stopped. There are things the devil has stopped that need to be restarted. There are things happening in your domain that are making you uncomfortable. Things happening in your town, in your nation, that insult your redemption and insult your God. And these things are begging for a change. The word the Lord has put in my mouth tonight is that you can use your position to address the insult. You can use your position to do something about your condition. And if you don't, things may never change around you. We've blamed the government for too long. Blamed the senators. Blamed the honorable members of reps, blame the rulers, blame the policeman, but it's about time the church realizes that until you take your place of authority to address issues that need to be addressed, not much will happen. You can use your position to address the insults the enemy is throwing at the church. I hope I'm making sense to you. Lift up and say, I can use my position to change my condition. Let me be sure I'm speaking to the right people. How many of you need things in your life that need to be changed, that ought to be changed, that should be changed? Now, Sarah had something in her life that needed to be changed. Here was Sarah, who had handed over her maid, Hagar, to Abraham to have a baby for her, because she had been long in waiting and the promised seed had not come. So Hagar became pregnant, and when she saw that she now had something that Sarai was looking for, she began to despise Sarah. Sarai became small in her eyes, treated her with contempt. And it became so bad that Sarai had to go to Abraham and report to him. Can't you see what is happening? I picked this girl as a slave girl, but she's now becoming almost the madam of the house and has no more respect for me. Many times, there are certain things in your life that want to rise above your head unless you address them. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever threatens to be above your head, you will subdue them under your feet. So Abraham gave Sarai an eternal counsel, which is plain enough to everyone who has an understanding of what authority means. Abraham told Sarai, you are the madam of the house, and it's by covenant. It's not because you produce a baby or because you have done anything. It's because I'm in covenant relationship with you. You are the madam of the house. Everything I have belongs to you. Everything you have belongs to me. My honor belongs to you. Every authority in this house belongs to you. The fact that you have not yet gotten a baby has not changed your position. That Hagar has a baby or is pregnant has not changed her position. She's still the slave girl in the house. Now you can use your position as the madam of the house and silence the insults coming from the slave girl. Please raise your hand and say, I have authority. Say it with me, say, I have authority. In this land, I have authority. Please listen to me. Don't you allow the need in your life to define your worth. The fact that the breakthrough has not come yet, the husband you have been trusting God for has not yet come, the wife you've been believing God for has not yet come, the miracle baby has not yet come, you've not gotten the job yet. Listen to me. The need in your life has not affected your position, and it must never define your worth. I am what I am based on my covenant with God Almighty, not because of the things I have. Therefore, that I don't have a car, the type you have, is no reason why I should look down on myself. I refuse to allow life to define my worth. I refuse to allow the things I do not have to define my worth. Listen to me. If the enemy damages your confidence before God, he has finished you. Lift up your hand. Say, I refuse to look down on myself. What I do not have has not changed my position. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying tonight. When you see the sinners out there flashing their riches, their wealth, and the things they have, it must never make you look inferior or feel inferior or look down on yourself. They have no right to treat you with contempt, if you have an understanding of what I'm saying. Abraham told Sarai, you are the one in charge. This is your domain. Take over. Stop the insult. If you don't stop the insult, I, Abraham, may not be able to help you. The ball is in your court. Take over. Take charge. Address the issue. And some of you, I'm going to tell you tonight, there are things you are permitting in your life that need to be stopped. And it's not the God of heaven who is going to stop it for you. I had an instructive dream many years back. It was a lesson the Holy Spirit was trying to teach me. And I got the lesson. I was in a dream. And in that dream, I was dressed in the uniform of a very senior police officer, like the commissioner of police. I was dressed in the uniform of a commissioner of police. And I sat in the owner's corner, being driven by a junior policeman. And as he was driving me along, we came to a police checkpoint. And there was a policeman standing out there with the rank of a constable. He flagged us down. We stopped. Then he looked through the window and saw me. And had the audacity of asking, "Oga, produce your particulars." Now when a constable sees a commissioner of police, is that the way you respond? He said, "Oga, produce your particulars." So I told my driver to hand over my particulars to him. And he went through and said, "Oga, your particulars are not complete." And I know my particulars were complete. I said, "No, young man, those particulars they are accurate. They are complete." He said, no, they are not complete. I'm going to arrest you." Now here is a police constable speaking to a commissioner of police with such rudeness, such audacity. Then I took a closer look at him and discovered that he had no number tag on his chest. And you realize that all genuine policemen have number tags. So as he carried my papers and was walking away to their boot, I called him back. I said, "Young man, where is your number tag?" He said, "Number what?" I said, "Your number tag." He said, "What is number tag?" I said, "All genuine policemen have number tag." I showed him my own. My driver showed him his own. I said, "Where is your number tag?" It was then it dawned on him that the truth about him had been exposed. So he hurriedly handed over my particulars to my driver and said, "Okay, take your particulars and go." I said, "No, I'm not going anywhere. Where is your number tag?" So it was my turn to turn the heat on him. And he fell on his knees and began to beg me. And when he started to plead, I woke up from my sleep. And when I woke up, I understood that dream very clearly. I understood the message God was trying to pass across to me. There are a lot of you being harassed by people, by agents of darkness that should be taking instructions from you, that should be obeying you, taking marching orders and doing your bidding. But they are, you know, wasting you, humiliating you, making you do all kinds of inhumane, inhuman, and degrading things. But I came with the word of the Lord to break that circle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When it dawned on the young man that the game was up, the tricks had been discovered, it was his turn to beg. He fell on his knees begging me. And since when insight dawns on you and the veil of deception is stripped away, those demons jumping on top of your head, it will be their turn to be pleading for mercy, to be begging you, because you turn the heat on them. Listen to me, we have what it takes to take authority in this land. We have what it takes to take authority in your home, in your working place. You say you are a junior cadre. Remember, authority is first decided in the realm of the Spirit. And in the realm of the Spirit, you have been raised to sit with Jesus far above all principalities and powers. You are a man of authority. Your words carry authority. You have been made in the image of God to rule and reign just like God on this earth, to subdue the devil until the glory of God bursts forth on this earth. But if you do not take your position and challenge your condition, nothing will change. Lift up your hands and say, "I am in authority." I'm not hearing people say, "I'm in authority." So if you're in authority, what do you do? Use your position. Use your vantage position and address the insults. Address the insults. I say it again. Don't you ever allow the needs in your life to become a reason why you look down on yourself and you look down on the redemption that Jesus purchased for you. That you do not have it yet does not mean your condition will not change. That you don't yet have it doesn't mean it will remain like that. So lift up your head, child of God. Let boldness and courage rise in your heart. The fact that you're in covenant relationship with God Almighty means there are some things you can address in your life. There are things you can change. Like a master who knows there are servants under him, you say to one, go, it goes. To another, come, it comes. To this servant, do this, and he does it. Abraham had to remind Sarah that this lady is still your servant. Therefore, do to her whatever pleases you. And when Sarah got an understanding that she was the one tolerating what she needed to change, she turned the heat on Sarah, on Hagar, and began to harass her. You know, I cannot sense, I don't know whether it is true or not, that because Hagar had become pregnant, she had started getting the attention of Abraham. Abraham was paying more attention to her than this old barren woman. And you know, pregnant women can be very demanding. Ask for this, ask for that, ask for that, ask for this, touch me here, touch me there. And very gradually, Hagar was taking over from Sarah. And if Sarah had taken it lying low, that's how the insult would have continued. Can I challenge you in the name of the Lord? You have lied low for too long. Allowing rubbish to be poured on your head, sickness, disease, bondage, affliction, singing the songs of affliction, of oppression. What are you doing with the authority God has placed in you? Tonight, child of God, if you don't turn the tide, nothing will change. But the Lord says, I should say to you, you can use your position and address your condition and stop the insults. That somebody is called honorable, is called a senator, doesn't mean he has a right to insult you. If you understand what I mean. I'm not talking about saying shege waka, but there are things they do that make you look like a slave in your father's land. Servants are riding on horses while kings are trekking on foot. All the choosy privileges have been hijacked by them, and you are there pleading for the leftovers. Listen to me. We are coming of age in the name of Jesus Christ. And before Jesus busts through the sky, the church will not be treated like an insignificant irritant anymore. Or treated like an irritant. At times they behave as if we should not be here. But I'm here not to mark time. I'm not to take orders from the devil. I'm here to take charge and to occupy till Jesus comes. But it takes you having an understanding that you are not here to patch along. Use your position and do something. In Joshua chapter 17, here is an account that looks similar. Joshua chapter 17. From verse 16. Let me read from verse 15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Joshua answered them, if thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, the hill is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Bethshean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, here's what he said, thou art a great people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only. So what do you do? But the mountain shall be thine. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. For it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong. In other words, don't you be deceived by what they have. Don't you be deceived, because they look strong. Joshua was telling the children of Joseph, if you want more land, you can do something. And you've got to do it for yourself. Can I say to you tonight that you deserve more land? You deserve increase and enlargement. I hope I'm communicating with people here. The church needs to take over some cities, take over some villages. We need to silence ancient spirits that have kept communities in bondage. Sure, we need more lands. We need to think beyond the small place we are right now. Let's begin to think of nations. Let's begin to think of entire cities. Let's begin to think of touching the globes. We need more land. How many of us are in agreement that we need more land? Where the kingdom of God will spread abroad. And Joshua told the children of Joseph, you are so blessed by God. If you want more, you can get more. And there are some of you I'm going to say to tonight, if you want more, you can get more. You didn't receive it from me. If you want more, you can get more. I say you can get more. It's available to everyone that is here who has an understanding that God has destined you for the high places you will not settle in the gutter. You can get more. You can rise beyond where you are, and your influence can spread abroad. You can get more. But more is going to come through warfare. You've got to be willing to fight for it. Nothing comes leisurely to you unless you are ready to go after it. You can have more. Saints of God in Makurdi, if Satan has boxed you in a small corner, it's time to spread out. It's time to come out. Those small testimonies, the time is over. Now is the time where the testimony of your God will be heard abroad. It can happen. It will happen. But Joshua told the children of Joseph, if you want more, go get it for yourself. In other words, use your privileged position and do something about your condition. Stop complaining about things God has given you the power to address. Yes, we have the power to make things happen. What does authority mean? Authority means the right to be obeyed. Stand up. Lift up your right hand. Wave it to the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, do you feel insulted because I did that? No. He recognizes that this man holding the microphone has some degree of authority. And he does it in respect to my position. He may not like my height or like my complexion. That is not the issue. The issue is I have the right to make him do what I want him to do. Now, if you come and you tell him the same thing, what will happen? Even if he doesn't pronounce a curse on you, you are looking for trouble. Because there is grace that is upon his life that will punish you if you disrespect his anointing. You do not have the authority to do that. But I have the authority. But let me tell you, God's people, there are servants in your domain that are waiting to hear your voice of command. You can say to sickness, get out of my body. I say you can. You can. This is how 5 different diseases perished out of my body. Nobody prayed for me. Sure, I was a medical student. learning to become a medical doctor, but as young as I was, 5 different diseases in this body. Taking tablets almost every day. Was I born again? Yes. On my way to heaven? Yes. I would have gone to heaven if I had died then, but I would have gone a disgrace. The issue is not taking you to heaven. Sure, we'll all go to heaven if we meet the conditions. But we want to properly represent our King while we're here on earth. Oh, that principalities and powers will have respect for the church before Jesus burst through the virgin scar. I was born again, but my body was like a box of experiment for the devil. 5 different diseases. But at the feet of the Holy Spirit, my eyes got open. And I saw that I had the authority to address my condition. God is my witness. Nobody prayed for me. All through the years I spent in medicine, over 10 years, prescribing drugs for people, I didn't know the taste of Panadol. I used my position to address my condition. Lift up your hands and say, it can be done. Now, if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. So we stir you up, God's people. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. There is a lot at stake, and you are the one to address the insults that Satan is pouring on the church. Joshua told the children of Joseph, if you want more, you can get more. But you can only get more on the platform of warfare. So please tell 2 or 3 people, fight for it. Again, say fight for it. Use your authority and fight for it. Shaka parantoro mege muso shaka. Use your authority and fight for your destined inheritance. Fight for it. Fight for it. Don't put up with it anymore. If it's stinking, you can send it packing. I just pray that people understand what I'm saying tonight. Somebody shout amen. Yeah. So here is the point I'm going to make from that portion of scripture. Number one, what you settle for will settle with you. Anything you settle for will settle with you. That means what you tolerate will settle with you. So whatever it is you see camping in your domain may be camping by your permission. But oh, that you know that the church is vested with such authority. I don't know if I shared with you here how one man was flying in the air and some 2 children who went to fetch water saw somebody fall down from the sky. This was reported in Daily Sun newspaper some years back. Somebody just fell from the sky. So the young boys raised an alarm and people gathered around and they began to query the man. How come you fell from the sky? So he told them that he was traveling from Calabar to London. I know there are people who undertake such trips. They don't need visa. You don't see their names in the airports. But they have traveled around nations. So he had been sent from Calabar to London. A lady who had been believing God for the fruit of the womb for 8 years, God had heard and answered her prayers, giving her the fruit of the womb, and she was at the point of giving birth. So they monitored her from Calabar and sent this man to go and kill her and kill the baby. So as he was flying across Benin City, he was flying over a church that was praying at that time. So high tension jacked him down. He came crashing down. So the people who had that testimony were infuriated. So they sent you to go and kill somebody. They decided to take him to the Oba of Benin. But first they wanted to punish him. So they tied him on an okada and they were taking him round Ring Road in Benin. Round and round. He had bruises all over him. But not a drop of blood came out. So the people became angry, put tire on him and burnt him alive. Sent him straight to hell. I was in Benin ministry in a very large church. And I was sharing that testimony. And the pastor said, it's in this church it happened. To show you that you can so take charge of your domain, witches will dare flying across that area. And anyone that tries it is doing it at his or her own peril. One time they captured, not captured now, one of my church members went to the motor park to board a vehicle. She sat in between some two young men and blanked out. She didn't know where she was again. Incidentally, they were ritual killers. So they were carrying her to go and slaughter her. But that car was to pass in front of my house. And at the time the car was passing in front of my house, I was on my knees praying. And the car got there and couldn't move again. They tried everything, they couldn't move the car. Eventually they shoved the woman out. When they pushed her out, they started the vehicle, it started. And they drove away. But they couldn't carry their victim with them. Why? Somebody who understood authority was addressing some things in the heavenlies, settling some matter, even though I wasn't aware. Saints, your position can alter a lot. Both in this town, in your village, in your family. But you have gone sleeping on your knees. Can I wake you up? And charge you to take that place of authority. And begin to address issues that are insulting the church. Because if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it for you. But now is the time and the age. We will not settle for anything other than what we see in the Word of God. I refuse to allow malaria to use my body to experiment. I refuse to allow typhoid to be jumping and swimming in my bloodstream. I refuse it. I refuse to allow HIV/AIDS to send me to an early grave. Sure, I made a mistake. I repented. I'm now the redeemed of the Lord. HIV virus must obey my voice. I refuse to allow poverty to make a mockery of me. I'm not talking about covetousness. I'm talking about kingdom wealth that you use to push God's kingdom forward. The truth is that without money, you may be voiceless. Please tell your friend, push some things out of your life. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying tonight? Abraham told Sarai, your position has not changed. Your condition has not changed your position. So use your position and do what? And change your condition. And if you don't do it, Hagar will keep insulting you. And I see Sarai take over. We'll wake Hagar up 3 a.m. Go and cook food. 3 a.m. Yes, 3 a.m. 2 a.m. Go and sweep the house. With her pregnant womb, she had to obey the one in authority. Can I say to you, whatever pregnancy they carry out there that is making them make a boast over your life, it's time to cut them down and slash them down to where they truly belong. Lord, give us understanding tonight. Somebody shout amen, 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 amen. Hey! So what you settle for will settle with you. What you tolerate, somebody said, you will not be able to change. Number two, what you don't confront will cleave to you. What you don't confront will cleave to you. Number three, the Christianity that wins is the Christianity of confrontation. Not the Christianity of compromise. Not the Christianity of conformity. But the Christianity of confrontation. Like a man of war, a mighty warrior, you begin to address issues that are insulting you. Because what you don't confront, you will not be able to conquer. The language the devil understands, that's number four. The language the devil understands, you can complete it for me. Not TV, not Idoma, not Igala, not English, not Yoruba, not Hausa. The language Satan understands is the language of authority. It's the language of authority. Satan understands that language very clearly. So you've got to speak it. In other words, you must get a revelation of the greatness of your God, the might of your God, the power in the name of Jesus, and then begin to address those demons that are making life uncomfortable for you. Because the language they understand is the language of what? Of authority. Now, if tonight I say, Keto Gini, Lago Loviti, eh? Why did you stand up? What did I tell you to do? Eh? Kwago Loviti? Now, he doesn't understand because he doesn't speak that language. Now, when you talk your grammar to Satan, all those things you learned in LLB and BL and MBBS and HND, you are wasting words because he doesn't understand what you are saying. But if I say to you in English, lift up your right hand. Now, I'm communicating now. He understands what I'm saying. So when you take your position in Christ and you begin to speak to the influence of darkness in the name of Jesus, from that vantage position of authority, they understand what you are saying. Amen?
Amen.
But first you need insight and revelation of the name of Jesus, of the word of God. Not just reading the letters. This thing, letters alone, will box you in a place of defeat. We need insight and revelation. That the veil is stripped from our understanding. The word comes alive. Light is shed on your path. And then from that position you address the devil. He will understand what you are saying. Are we together?
Yes.
Let me illustrate it this way. What's your name?
Innocent.
Innocent. Innocent, say after me. Sokonwachi.
Sokonwachi.
Say it very well. Sokonwachi.
Sokonwachi.
Say it again. Soko de kago.
Soko de kalo.
Soko de kago.
Soko de kago.
Now, he said it well, didn't he? He repeated what I said. But does he understand the meaning? I've seen some of you say some things that you read here. What you hear Apostle Aromo say. What you hear Apostle Adejo say. But there is something he sees here, which unless you see what he sees, it may not work for you the way it works for them. So quote the cargo, you have repeated it, but you don't know what it means. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. It's true in the Bible. It's true you have said it, just as God said it. But how much insight and revelation do you have? We all know that revelation is in degrees. There is candle light, there is this light, there is flood light, there is sunlight. They are not at the same level. I don't know if I'm talking to people here. How many of you read English in nursery school? What of primary school? You did English in primary school. Now you went further to secondary school and you learned what? English. They still call it what? English. The nursery school baby would say, will be taught, this is a, or A, B, C, D. This is a boy. But when you go to secondary school, you increase in depth, the level changes. Now some of us never learned English beyond secondary school. But English does not stop at secondary school. Some went to the university, got their first degree, their second degree, their third degree in the same thing you call English. So you have the nursery pupil. What are you studying? Say English. What of the PhD student? What are you studying? English. But the degrees are different. This Bible you are seeing is as deep as the one who inspired it. That you scratch the surface does not mean the harvest will come. But when you get a revelation of what the Lord is saying, and on the wings of that revelation you address the enemy, Satan understands the language of authority. Please wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Number five, you may have as much as you insist upon having. A.W. Tozer said that. He said, in life, you will have as much as you insist upon having. And the emphasis is on the word insist, that you are not prepared to accept no for an answer. You refuse to go unless you go with what belongs to you. A.W. Tozer said, you will have as much as you insist upon having. So as I conclude the message tonight, I want your speech, your conduct, your attitude to be a reflection of your position, not your condition. The way you talk, the way you behave, the way you look at life. Let it be a reflection of your position, of the knowledge of your position, not your present condition. In other words, you don't allow your condition to frame your language. You don't allow your condition to dictate your vernacular. You don't open your mouth and begin to give voice to what the enemy is doing and strengthen him further to oppress you. You speak under the influence of your position. So when someone like me says, I am a sent man, he who has sent me, he who has sent me is with me. But he will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm talking from the vantage position of my position. When I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can never fail. I will succeed at everything I do. The works of my hands are blessed, and I say this with some degree of confidence. It's my position that is making me to talk like that. Now, if you are not operating at my level, you wonder, what does he have that is making so much boast about? I am possessed by this understanding that my position is forever settled in Christ, but my condition can change by tomorrow. Therefore, I don't allow something that is temporary to begin to dictate my tempo. Am I talking to people here? Please raise your hand and say, I am blessed beyond all measure. Say it again, I am blessed beyond all measure. Blessed going out and blessed coming in. Say, the works of my hands are blessed. For now, you may be at rock bottom level. But don't you allow the enemy to make you voice your condition. Since this is how to take charge and begin to dominate your domain until God's glory bursts forth. Use your position. Change your condition. Can you please help me preach to 10 people? Say, it's time to use your position and change your condition. Rise to your feet, at least 10 people. Let them hear you well. I see change coming. Hey, hey! I see great change coming. Hallelujah. How many instruments of honor do we have here? Anointed by God to affect the nations. Let your position affect your language, not your present unfavorable circumstances. If you cannot celebrate what you have, you can at least celebrate whose you are and who you are. And who you are is more important than what you have. So look up and listen to me. There is no more space for the enemy to displace his arrogance in your life from tonight in Jesus' name. Like mighty warriors, put on your strength. Let's invade our communities with kingdom authority and bring principalities and powers subject to the authority of the name of Jesus. Arise in your place of prayer and take charge. Because there are servants waiting to hear the instructions that come out of your mouth. Am I talking to somebody here tonight? If you got the message tonight, let me hear amen 3 times. Shout amen 3 times. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Can you lift up your 2 hands? Let's appreciate the Lord Jesus. See what grace has done for us. See what grace has done for us. See what grace has done for us. We bless you, Father. Ask that fresh fire will fall on your prayer altar. Let fresh fire fall. Ask the Lord to rekindle afresh passion for His presence. Let Him stir in us a desire to see His kingdom come in fullness. Let's take the scepter of authority so that strength will proceed out of Zion until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our God and of His cross. Let fire fall. Let fire fall. Satan will refuse to tolerate rubbish. We'll refuse it. Makiada Zahu Sakura. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Things must not continue this way. Remember, you can have as much as you insist upon having. Let's push the barriers backwards. Let's push the barriers down. It's time to leap over the wall. Time to extend the frontiers, God's people. You can have more. If you want more, you qualify for more. Let it be our day of promotion. Makrianda Zapayakato. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and shout hallelujah. Make it louder, shout hallelujah. I'll do about two or three things tonight. First of all, bow your heads. If you are here, you are not yet genuinely and thoroughly born again. This is an opportunity God is giving to you. You cannot be a person of authority unless you are born again. You remain a slave of the devil unless you get born again. Tonight, you'd want to repent of your sin, turn away from your past life, and genuinely give your heart to Jesus. Remember, you can be in a glorious meeting like this and still not make heaven if you are not born again. And all it takes to be born again is to humble yourself and admit that you need help, that your ways are not right with God, and only God can help you right those things that are wrong. So you are opening your life to give Him the permission to take over. That's the best good you can do for your life. It's the greatest good you can do for yourself. Anybody, even if you've been coming to this place before, but tonight you want to make that decision, tell the devil, enough of being my master. Tonight, I cross over from darkness to light. And no reason why you should miss heaven when I'll go to hell when heaven is free. So anybody here who wants to make that decision of giving your life to Jesus, put your right hand on your chest, wherever you are standing, and talk to God. No, I'm talking about those who want to give their lives to Jesus. Put your right hand on your chest. Go ahead and do that now. And talk to Him while you are doing that. Ask for mercy. Ask for forgiveness. He will receive you just as you are. Am I seeing anybody? If your right hand is on your chest, wave the other hand so that I can see. God bless you. God bless you. Can I invite you to the front so that I can hand you over to Jesus? Only He can save you. Just come out to the front right now. Keep coming.
Every step I of you standing in front, I'd like you to just close your eyes as those hands are still on your chest as a sign of surrender to God, if you mean it from your heart. The Bible says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess the same with your mouth, you shall be saved. Now I want to lead you to pray a prayer of salvation so that from this minute you will know that you are saved. Are you ready to pray with me? I'd like you to say this with me as you confess with your mouth. Say, Our Father in heaven, today I admit I am a sinner and I cannot help myself. But I repent today because I'm very sorry for every sin I've committed. Forgive me my sins. I turn away from them to go back no more. I choose to follow you from today. Wash me with your blood. Lord Jesus, I accept you today into my heart as my Lord and Savior, because I believe in my heart that you died so that you rose again from the dead so that I can receive eternal life. Thank you for saving me. I am now born again in Jesus' name. Eternal Father, thank you for these ones that have come before you to confess today and accept you as Lord. I ask my Father that you clean their name from the book of death and write their names in the book of life. From today, I declare them born again. We receive them into the body of Christ. We break the power of sin and we ask, Lord, that you give them strength to live a righteous life after now. Thank you for answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look at me. Thank you. The best thing that has happened to you now is that right now you are a child of God. Do you understand? But furthermore, to instruct you and to show you what next to do, please look at that man there, that brother. Who is there? Okay, just wave, let them see. Just walk this way, go out there, just write your name and your phone number and address, and they will instruct you what to do so that we can pray for you. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus for this great wonderful miracle.
Wave your hands to the Lord. Are you expecting more of His blessings tonight? Wave your hands to Him if you are. Now, the instruction the Lord gave to me is that tonight He wants to change the ranks of some of His children. You understand what I mean by that? He wants to change your rank. If you were a corporal in the spirit, or a sergeant, or a captain, or a general, He wants to what? He wants to change it. I had Him tell me that. I've never said that anywhere before. And the way you do it, you pray yourself into it. So you're going to kneel down or sit down or stand or whatever. But it's left to you. The next 5 minutes, pray in tongues, pray your heart out. Lord, upgrade my rank. Raise me higher. Promote me. Let generals emerge out of this place tonight. in the name of Jesus. Adejo, if you have a prophetic word, or Apostle Arome, come and take the microphone. More land, more territories. Let the promotion come. Higher ranks, higher ranks, higher ranks. Increase in your sphere of influence. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Just stretch your two hands. I'll lay hands on a few people. God is going to put oil on your palms. If you see it, not Vaseline, not pomade, not sweat. I mean oil, real oil. I want to lay hands on such people. Mare Juri Baba Elia. Uri Baelia Ramagaburu Riara Baraya. Heavenly Father, confirm your word tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, confirm your word amongst your people. That you've honored this meeting with your presence. That you've honored this assembly with your presence. Let your glory fall. Let the anointing fall. Let your angels speak on the people. Lord, do it tonight, we pray. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Quietly say, I receive. Say it again. I receive. For the last time. Say, Father, I receive. Father, we seal everywhere with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive this promotion. Heavenly Father, we receive it. I know at least 2 ministers and about 10 to 15 people in the audience. God is going to give this sign to you. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We bless you. We honor you. in Jesus' name. Now, nobody faking anything. If you open your palms and you see oil on your palms, if you didn't, don't come out, because I'm going to check. Not sweat. Come and stand in front of me. Now, it doesn't mean others have not received. No, no. I'm only using this people as a point of contact to reach out to the others. Nobody, I don't have any on my palms. Okay, but if anybody has oil on his palms, just come to the front. Come to the front. Oh, nobody? No, there is. It's happening. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just make it to the front. The moment you notice it, make it to the front. Thank you, Lord. 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 It's okay to wait, so let's just wait. Is this sweat? Once you notice it come very fast, the anointing is heavy. Before it wanes, just make it to the front. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. It's getting heavier. It's our night of lifting. I'll wait a few more minutes, then I'll pray for these ones. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ministers, nobody? I saw two people in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. But don't fake anything. Now, there are other signs I could have used, but this is the one I want. The Lord is leading me to use tonight. Are you coming, sir? Are you very sure? Come and show me. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wave those hands to the Lord. I'll wait for two or three more people. I was expecting a minimum of 12. So wave those hands. Thank you. Okay, now see. Yeah. 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 Thank you, Father. Now receive this in your spirit. Okay? In your spirit. You don't have to shake. Just receive it in your spirit. Tonight, I place in your life what God has put in my hand. That it be a night of honor for you. A night of promotion. That by His power, your level changes tonight. And your sphere of authority and majesty. It's God. It's God. Young man, servants will no longer despise you. For authority is in your mouth to make them do your bidding. Therefore, rise tonight, for this is promotion for you. For your strides will change, and the scepter that is placed in your hand will exert influence in the domain God has placed you. Go forward. Just receive it in your spirit. We decree that wrong influences in your life be cut off and deposits of darkness be destroyed, so that the glory deposit in you will come forth, that you might influence more and more people into His kingdom. That the straight life you live will become a testimony to those around you. What you couldn't overcome before, you will now overcome. What used to put you under before, now comes under you. Tonight I see God raise you. Daughter of Zion, for He washes and cleanses your tongue to make it an instrument that will possess the gates of your enemies, an instrument of possessing your promised inheritance, an instrument of leading others, showing them the way to go. For henceforth, that which was a label on your life, that was a cause of concern to you, is erased and wiped away. But see, the Lord changed that label. Daughter, something has been put into your hand right now. Use it to God's glory. Holy Spirit, let the anointing flow. Everybody lift up your hand. Please stand up. Because a ten of you, as I pray for this lady, God's power is going to hit you where you are. Ole mele mayele. Jesus. Ah! Power of the living God. Flow through your daughter and touch those 10 people. For the garment of reproach is removed, and the clothing of favor comes on you. Instrument to do battle, to subdue the enemies at the gate. Now here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 5. Somebody receive it. 6. In front here. 7. By the choir. Fire, fire. 8. 9. 10. forgotten. It's done. Holy Spirit. Lord, this instrument will never be despised anymore. Turn something extraordinary out of someone ordinary in Jesus' name. My Father, I stir up the giftings of the Holy Jesus Christ. What is this I'm seeing around you? Somebody shout, fire!
Fire!
Shout it again, fire!
Fire!
The last time, shout, fire!
Fire!
Not from your past, not from your present, not from your future. Every form of hindrance, encumbrance, limitation around your life, break! We lose your full potential, young man. We lose your full potential. Receive it. It's done. Holy Spirit, I join forces with you that God changes your rank tonight. He promotes and lifts you high. And you sense this strange tingling sensation all over your body. It's a confirmation. Masa lege seke musu. Sinda Randa, aha. Thank you, Father. We'll receive the doors you have opened and grant your son courage and boldness to take steps that will move me away from his past. In Jesus' name. So I pray for you,
yes.
Whatever is not your own that you are carrying, you will drop it here tonight. It's part of the promotion God is bringing to you. And that which is yours that the enemy kept back is released to you right now. Power of God flow through him. Of your daughter, please go ahead and do it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord. Come on, jump up and shout hallelujah! Hey, hey! Tomorrow, by God's grace, I will be ministering to need here. So I want you to invite your friends. Even your enemies, invite them. If you have any, by the time they come, they will become your friends. But you can't afford to miss tomorrow's meeting. I'll be on my knees praying that everyone who comes will be a target for a special miracle. You must be here. Remember, the books are advertised and some CDs. Make sure you get them. Anybody blessed tonight? You may be seated. God bless you.
Hallelujah. In a moment, amen. I say amen. Just in case you did not sense, you did not see oil come out of your hands, and you are saying, Lord, why did you forget me? There were diverse modes of impartation that took place just now. Some of you, by the time you get home, you just find out that some things are beginning to take place. The heavens were rent and God began to come down. Hallelujah. Now, so I'd like you to understand that just in case your heart was open and you sincerely prayed to God, the measure that you can contain has been released upon you. And as you walk consistently with the Lord, prioritizing Him and His kingdom, you begin to see diverse manifestations of the grace of God that you have not seen around your life before. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Now, I want to stretch you a little, because I was praying in Lagos when God began to reveal this meeting, and when I went humbly to Papa, he said, "It's coming." But I didn't tell him that God showed me some things that he wanted to do, and we needed him to come. Hallelujah. And he sensed it in the spirit, and he accepted to come. And so we need to do our own part to make sure we are flowing on the same frequency. Amen. Like for the evening service, we are expected to invite people and also to prepare our hearts. Take some time to pray before you come for the meeting. Meanwhile, we have spoken to him about a morning session, a very snappy morning session beginning 9 a.m. Just 9 to 11, 2 hours. We'll have him come out of his hotel room to be a blessing to us and to expound many more things in the Word of God to us. Now, ushers, let the offering baskets go round. Now, I'd like you to ensure that every offering you cast is something that is deliberate, not a spontaneous reaction. You deliberately want to be part of this meeting, to be part of this convention financially, and you want to deliberately cast a seed that will facilitate the administrative side of this event. Don't let it not be spontaneous. You put your hands and you know how 10 naira feels. You know how 25 naira. Don't use that sensor this night. In Jesus' mighty name. By faith, cast a seed. And really make it a seed so that we can put up and make sure that we cover the administrative side. Now, tomorrow night, I want to announce I want to give you the opportunity to be able to sow a seed into the life of our Father. It's an opportunity. And if you are wise and you want to take advantage of that opportunity, by the time we are done with the general offering, we'll still pass the offering baskets round, expecting that you will respond to take advantage of the opportunity. Now, these things I'm saying because, okay, I don't need to go into details. There will be an opportunity tomorrow. You can take advantage of it to sow a seed. Everything that comes in will be going into his life. Not into his ministry, but into his life. Amen? We'll be giving it to him. If you want to translate it to fuel, that's his business. If he wants to. Not into a crusade that he's going to do next week, but into his life. So we'll be making available that opportunity so that we can respond to it. And I trust that you have enough understanding to know what we're talking about. Hallelujah. 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we are going to kick start. Just a 2-hour meeting so that they can expound on several other things. And if he gives us the opportunity, we'll have few questions, about 3 questions, so that out of the wealth of the experience that he has gained in his walk with God, we can tap into it so that our feet will be guided. As we decide to take authority and to use our position to change, influence our condition, it's also needful for us to bring in the wedge out experience. Hallelujah. Maybe within the sphere of your own knowledge, you have attempted so much as to change your condition. And you believe that there are several things that maybe you are not applying accurately, and your condition, instead of diminishing, has grown, has been maximized, has been amplified. Then we'll be able to get the gleaning of wisdom and experience that will advance us. So we will be here by 9 a.m. and we'll ride till 11 a.m. then allow Papa to go back to his place. He has not come for counseling. So when he stands up to go out, don't run after him. Hallelujah. He's not here for counseling. He's here to release the mysteries of God. Can we put our hands together for him as we salute? Hallelujah. He doesn't like traveling, but that he has been able to come this time is because he loves us. A man that has worked consistently with God for so many years, several people in his cadre in the kingdom have decided to take several paths, but only few of his kind have kept Christ as their unique goal. And we do not take his presence and his visitation lightly. I believe that God has occasioned this to set you up for something beyond your current plane. And it will so be concerning you in Jesus' mighty name. I'd like you to stand up as we try to bring the meeting to a close. But we need to water what has happened tonight. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. And Lord, I worship you. I worship you for Your name is holy. Listen to me. God wants to do something significant tomorrow evening. And I need us to understand, when spiritual things are released, you must know when you have received a spiritual thing. A spiritual thing is not natural. Sometimes the anointing, the glory of God becomes so strong that which is spiritual can manifest in the natural. Just like we saw today. I saw people's hands. In Eugenia's hand, it was as if she put her hand in oil. It's the manifestation of God's glory when spiritual things become natural. But you see, it doesn't happen like that most of the time. Hallelujah. It doesn't happen like that most of the time. You must understand how spiritual things are transmitted. They are agents, princes. They are called the custodians of God's blessings. People that have established obedience with God to some degree and have earned from Him what we call spiritual stature. If you see an original messing man, demons travel with him.
That's why sometimes they don't pass through the market. Because if they pass through the market, they leave almost everybody afflicted. Something from them comes upon the sons of men. And these custodians of blessings that I speak about are people that garrisons from heaven travel with them. If you stay with them long enough, a measure, a dimension of that which they carry, just staying with them, living with them, driving them. Okay, my friend Ben Bruno is here. If I'm not mistaken, if I heard the story very well, there's one guy called James. They used to call him Apostle James, mighty man of power. And as they told me, he was the driver of Bishop Ransom Bellew. He was close. That's unlearned, uneducated. And then something came upon him. Just preaching like that, he will ask you to read the Bible, read, because he may not be able. And he just begins to quote it and quote it. And when the power of God moves just by contact, he may not have even prayed for it, but he was close to a prince. And if you are close to a prince, something will come upon you. Now, Elisha was just giving, washing Elijah's hand, pouring water upon it. He saw him when he was taken up, and suddenly he became a prophet. Spiritual things are contagious. When God places a commission upon a man and a man walks in obedience to the demands of that commission, he is installed in the realm of the spirit, not just as a servant of God, but as a man of God. Now, there's a difference between a servant of God and a man of God. Sorry. If God will do something, he needs a man, okay? Alright, so when we talk revival, as if the heavens will be rend and angels will come like foot soldiers, it won't happen in your lifetime. When we talk revival, God raises custodians of blessings. He raises men of God. People that have established obedience with God, and on the account of their walk with God, several things hang on their lives. They have entered into portals and come back with cobwebs of mantles. Mantles that they may not even operate ever in their lives, but they are carrying it so that if they pass by your front door, something will come upon you. If they pass by your kitchen, the person pounding loam, oh God. You don't always need to do something spiritual to receive a mantle from a custodian of blessing. Have you ever been in a service before? Somebody never given his life to Christ before, he just begins to speak in tongues. That's not normal. That's a mantle. In fact, that person, if you watch the person, a call has come upon that person. Just because the person entered a strange environment. Just like in demonic covens, demons, there's a concentration of demons because things that are done there have affinity with the demonic spirit. If you come close to a custodian of blessing, something, do you understand what I'm talking about? Something comes upon you. When we began to relate with Papa more closely, began to pray for him, began to sow into his life, things changed. And he always says he doesn't like people that are not serious to get close to him, because if you are not serious or you are serious, something comes upon him. It's a man that has worked with God. In my own view, in my own experience, that's the most mature Christian I've seen in my life. That man. Meanwhile, I've seen all kinds of people. I've seen people that shout fire, yeah. This man has worked with God. Now, so that you will understand it, you don't need to really exert your no. You have come close enough. If it is true that you have a heart for God's kingdom, you will go back to something. It doesn't need to be spectacular. The miraculous is not almost always spectacular. Sometimes it's silent and quiet, but a thunder has entered into your spirit. Lift those hands and say, Lord, I will not miss out of this river. Make it a prayer tonight. Let it register in heaven.
I will not go back the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Extraordinary things. Grace can change a charlatan and make him a champion. Grace can change an ordinary man and make him an extraordinary man. Grace will be coming. Grace will be coming on your life.
Just lift your hands and give him praise.